Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to session 11. Milena, would you like to say hi?
Hello, everyone. Happy you all are here. Okay. Shall we get started? Could everybody put themselves on mute? All right. So everyone take a breath. And let's be aware of ourselves sitting in this beautiful, miraculous light temple. And be aware of yourself sitting in our section. Surrounded by our physical and non-physical community. Set your frequencies at least 130%. And let's set our intention for today's session. So first, breathe in light and exhale love. Breathe in love and exhale support. Breathe in love and exhale appreciation. Let's extend that love and support to each and every one of our physical members. Take one more breath and breathe in love, support, and appreciation for yourself. And with that, here's Joan.
Okay. I would like to start us off with Kutumi's prayer today. I think it's very apropos. So take a deep breath and let us begin. I am light. I am light, glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought or feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. I am a creator of light, created in the image and similitude of my source. I am a creator of light. I am a creator of form within form. Okay, I know that you all are feeling a void here because John has left the physical realm and transcended into a different state of being, which I am very grateful for. The suffering was great this past year. And a few weeks before he made his transition, we discussed how the body was breaking down, and he said he was well aware of it. But he was still determined that he would not leave until this series was complete. But that was not to be. So about a week before he made his transition, the council asked me to deliver a message to him. It was more like 10 days. I don't know. I've lost track of time, as you can well imagine. So, and the message was, there was a portal open that if he decided to make his transition somewhere around the 8-8 portal, that the angels, the archangels, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael, would usher him home in one fell swoop. And when I delivered that message, he said to me, in style, "Well, that's disappointing." And I looked at him, I said, "Do you want to talk about that?" And he said, "No." He said, "I really thought I could beat this, but obviously not." And that's all he said. And within a few days, it was very obvious that I could not handle this by myself. So I engaged hospice, and things just spiraled after that. He actually, within a week, he was gone. In the last 4 days, he was not in his body. Even the nurse that came every day said, "He's not here. The body just hasn't died." And I knew that. He was totally non-communicative. And so it was a blessing. He will be missed. There's so much that we were a part of each other. So it's going to take time, and time for all of us to accommodate to his presence at a different level. And I know that will come in time. So if there's anything anybody, Melania, I know you want to add your piece here, and then we'll, I don't know if anybody wants to make any comments, or we should just move on. I don't want this in any way to overshadow what will be discussed today or what has to come in the next months of our time is so important. So, Melania, I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you.
Okay. I think most of us have experienced enough life that we're aware when we suffer great loss, somewhere in that loss, there is a gift to be found. And John definitely gave us a gift. So a couple of weeks before he left, the council showed me that John's eighth dimensional field of light was descending for him, and it stayed above him during those last couple of weeks. And as his transition got closer, it dropped. It never came over him. It stayed above him. And then when he did transition, that eighth dimensional field of light became a portal. It's an ascension portal. So John's gift to us, that he opened the pathway for all of us to follow when it is our turn. And for that, we'll be forever grateful. So I woke up really early this morning. I'm here in Arkansas with Joan. And I woke up really early this morning and I was thinking about what I would want to say today. And about 6 o'clock this morning, John popped in and says, "Hey." And I said, "Hey." And he said, "Please let the group know my physical presence is gone, but I am not." And then he had in his hand this beautiful green glowing light. Well, John's primary color is green. And then he showed me this beautiful green light raising up to the ceiling of our light temple. And then when it was in place, it became this brilliant, beautiful, emerald kind of green starburst. And it's shimmering and it's interwoven with gold. He says, "This is my new place in our temple." He says, "And anytime the group gathers, I will be here and I will remain until we complete the series." So there we go. So thank you, John.
Thank you, Melina. On the Saturday evening after John's passing, I was in the sleep state, but I was awake in the sleep state. Very different from a lucid dream, but I was in the crucible. And the archangels brought John, escorted him is a better word, into the crucible. And he was delighted. You know, it was, he was just delighted to be in our crucible. And it just sort of came to me that it wasn't a regular occurrence, you know, that would happen. But yet, in his heart, you know, he wanted that connection. And so I don't really have more to share of that. It was really more of a feeling state. But it was lovely, you know, that he was happy that he was in familiar environment where he'd connect with us. So what you're saying makes total sense to me, Melina. Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite special. Thank you.
Thank you, Melina. I would also like to add that I feel John's presence here with us today. He's always with us every time we get together in one of our sessions or in the, you know, whatever we do, he's always going to be there. And, I'm just so grateful that you shared with us when you said that beautiful green light was his primary color and that it went to the top of the temple. It just brought tears to my eyes because it's so fitting for John to be there and watching over all of us every time we're in the temple. So thank you for that.
He also said that he knew he had things he had to take care of, his spirit, his soul had to take care of on the other side. So he wouldn't necessarily be communicating right away, but that time would come.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you know, his green essence is with us anytime we're in this temple.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
And he was completely John. You know, and he was, he says, and he wanted me to tell Joan, which I did this morning. He says, "Tell Joan, this is great." You know, he said, "I don't know why I resisted so long." And so he's in a really good place.
Yeah, I too feel that he's the trailblazer for all of us.
Yes. Well, that opening through that, and that was another gift of that eighth dimensional personal light field that, you know, we had no idea that would be our ascension portal. And he opened that pathway for us to follow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So what a gift.
Yeah.
Hey, if no one else, would you like to move on, Joan?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, as you know, we ask you to review each session that we have had since our last community call. We haven't had one since last May. And so at this point in our session, before we open it for comments and questions, the purpose right now is to talk about the main parts of that review and how they apply to the present time since the massive energetic influx of the 8-8 portal. And we're just going to touch on some primary points of the various main energetic upgrades, because I think this is really important and significant now, because it brings it into the present moment, and the upgrades continue. Every time we go back and review, every time we think about certain sessions and certain energetics, that brings those energetics again into the present moment, which is another upgrade. So these things will continually upgrade until this whole project is complete, and then beyond that. So session 7, we upgraded the 6th and 7th DNA strands, which are now operating from the quantum cosmic level. That was huge. Everything, every step was so precisely orchestrated. It just, as I was going over this yesterday, I was just astounded at the precision of what has been given to us in the last 7 years. We reclaimed our sovereignty in the body. We began to alchemize our physical body, and we brought harmony to our unified field as our entire being was upgraded. And then in session 8, energetically, we became the unified with the entire community of the Council of 12 in filing in together. Remember when we filed in together and we took our seat in a section surrounded by every member of the council? And we brought our primary color and sound codes into the body and the chakra system. This was mandatory for the body's energy centers to come into a multidimensional state. This upgrade was imperative for the body to receive and alchemize the influence of the ever-increasing energetics that followed in the next sessions. And leading up to the 8-8 Sirian Lionsgate opening, this Lionsgate opening, I mean, we were being prepped for that at the 7-7. And none of the accomplishments could have been possible without that eighth dimensional light template. The eighth dimensional light template will continue to be a game changer. The process that we were given through Milena should now be part of our spiritual practice over and over again, because it sets that template and continually upgrades it and our ability to use it. In session 9, the council brought the first through the fifth light packets into the present time. And then the fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light packets began to emanate from the quantum cosmic expression. That was huge. The sixth light packet was placed in the ninth strand of DNA, changing our consciousness state of being. And then we wove the eighth dimensional light template into the ninth strand of DNA. And that, when we wove that eighth dimensional light template into the ninth strand of DNA, it created a golden glow that was not present in other strands of DNA. The eighth dimensional light prism greatly influences all the light packets and continually upgrades the seed crystals, the pineal center, through the constant sound codes that emanate from the light prism. Activation of the primary element was placed in your Earth star. And the significance of the influence of your primary element is extremely important. The fullness of this significance is yet to be revealed. So these are just some of the highlights of the seventh through the ninth sessions. They were massive sessions, and I don't think any of us, when they were given, realized that everything was a really coherent step in our evolution. And I think the more that we revisit it and the more we're able to embody those energetics at that upgraded level, the more we will understand, because these are things that we have to experience. It's not about knowing the concepts. It's about experiencing these massive energetics. And then we will know and we will understand. So, Milena, you want to continue about the 888?
So, session 10 was about the 888 portal opening. And that was the session that we did pre-record for you. So we haven't had a chance to discuss this with everyone present together in the temple. So we opened the 8-8 session by welcoming many, many master beings of light. The download of light codes emanating from our central and spiritual sun received during the opening of the Lionsgate portal, these were supercharged and the most powerful that we have received to date. The portal opening provided the opening of a new passageway from Lyra to Sirius and then to us by passing through Sirius to Earth. The reopening of this passageway had been long awaited by the inner Earth communities, and this is a really significant thing that has happened, and we will learn more about this in the future. So the eight white Syrian lions and lionesses were joined by the eight magnificent lions and lionesses from Lyra. The Syrian white lion or lioness who you met at last year's conference stood before you and transmitted and activated the next iteration of the 8-8 template and the golden infinity symbol to the next octave. The next, a Lyran lion or lioness stood before you, locking its gaze with yours, and began transmitting a very different set of frequencies and ancient codes that are being held by the golden infinity symbol and template, which will be activated again at a future gathering. So the result of both of these transmissions are moving us to a new timeline. That is a significant thing for us to understand. We're moving into a new timeline and a new octave. every one of the frequencies that we hold will be increased exponentially. So in the final segment of the session, we were gifted with the incredibly beautiful, ancient, and sacred blessings from the Syrian and the Lyran elder. These blessings were unprecedented. The council has since confirmed that this was an extraordinary and extremely rare occurrence. So before I continue, I wasn't told about that blessing until 2 days before we recorded it, which was the day before John departed. And that blessing, part of the reason it was given was for John and for us. So I did want to make you aware of that. So the implications and the meanings of these blessings are almost beyond our ability to comprehend. The energetics contained in both of these blessings are different than any we have ever, ever received. It is difficult to articulate with our words what that really means. And the best I have been able to come up with to try to express to you what I was receiving as that came in is that they are blessings encoded in massive light templates. Or perhaps they are cosmic color light and sound templates that were encoded in the blessings. So a lot of hidden gifts in those blessings. And I hope they touched your soul as they did mine. Because what I am certain of is that they were a gift of divine grace. And as we are able to assimilate the rarefied light codes, our spiritual growth will expand on multiple levels in unimaginable ways, further opening the pathways to restoring all of us to full consciousness as the image and similitude of Prime Creator. So the significance of everything that occurred through that 8-8 portal, all those light codes, and this incredible blessings have set the tone for what we will continue to do this year and next. So know that this was something very, very special. Whenever you take a breath with that, and just let's just sit a moment and just sit in the understanding of these amazing, amazing gifts. Everyone, take a breath. And let's be in appreciation. And we'll open our discussion in Q&A. We would like to remind you of the protocols that we have in play. You know, please stay on topic about the things we have discussed. Keep it brief. And just realize we have brought all those energetics of these past 4 sessions into present time So let's try to hold those frequencies throughout our discussion. So does anyone have questions, comments? Joan, anything you'd like to say before we move on to the next session?
No, I just, you know, does anybody have any comments about what they are experiencing, actually?
While Jody's trying to get her her phone to work, I will only share that I'm extremely emotional ever since about 6 o'clock this morning, my time. And I'm having a great difficulty. I'm just holding myself.
Just breathe.
Yeah, it's a...
And be embraced by the community. You know, this is what our community is about. And, you know, and just, and all the tremendous gifts that we have received in the midst of this great loss.
Blessings, beloved. Beloveds, this is Diana. Ever since the 7-7 gate, the codes that are coming through me have expanded my consciousness in ways I can't explain. Sometimes I sit back and marvel because I have no idea until things are completed as to what these codes are going to look like. And yeah. With the 8-8 Lions Gate, it really kind of hit home as it can be for whomever wishes to utilize them as a type of visual representation of a minute aspect, and I say minute because I don't think there's a physical visual that could encompass all, but a minute portion or aspect of these codes that we have been so blessed to receive. And I had no idea that these codes were going to go in this direction. I had other plans. And I guess
and that's the course of every day lately.
Yeah, it was like, no, we got something else for you. And with these codes, what Milena has said, I am in such, I use the word gratitude so many times during the day, but to recognize the gifts that are being bestowed upon us and to gather together the truth of who we are. Yeah, I break down in tears many times, you know, for that moment or moments that it comes into my body to feel. And then when I add some of the codes, I'm blown away. I am absolutely blown away. That 8-8 piece that we received is so beyond what I can even it's not even imagining that I can. Trying to find words. It's beyond beyond. And for me, again, I always give gratitude to Joan and John and Milena for taking up this mantle for us so that we may truly be who we truly are in this physicality, as well as to pave the way for others in many, many futures to come. And just one little sidebar. No, I won't say. Anyway, that's it. I'm done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deanna, for sharing.
I do have a question. This is Susie.
Hey, Susie.
The seed crystals, I have a question about the seed crystals, because as we were drawing our color code and sound goes through our third eye seed crystal. Anyway, as we were drawing our light and sound codes through our third eye and the seed crystals, and we drew them in through our infinity symbol and all, are the seed crystals in the third eye end in the pineal area at the amygdala? Or are there two areas? I was got confused about that.
Well, to me, the seed crystals are all encompassing within this part of your head and brain. And they bring a different coherence to the function of the brain as they are activated and upgraded continually. So that third eye in the pineal center is your center, your visionary center, where you begin to be very telepathic, very your gifts, you know, that we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the clairaudience, clairsentience, and so on. But it all enlightens all of those crystals in this whole area, as far and including the lobes of the brain, all these lobes in the brain that serve different purposes for the physical, but entirely different purposes at a spiritual level. So every upgrade enlightens that whole area more and more. So the seed crystals are everywhere within that center, that whole circumference of your head. That's the way I see them. Milena, do you see them that way?
At this stage of where we are, I now see those, each one of those secrets as massive light.
Right.
You know, so that massive light's just radiating. And right. we are on the threshold, and we think this is probably some of the things that will happen next year. We're going to be activating all the crystalline pieces that are in our physicality that will upgrade the body to a whole nother frequency. It's part of the alchemizing that will go into effect. But we have a few more pieces to put in play before we end this year's series. But we'll talk a little bit more about that in a little while. But does that answer your question, Susie?
Yes, thank you. I had a minor stroke in the end of June, and I have a hard time projecting my voice.
No, you do fine. Well, you know, Joan and I were just talking just a little while ago that now with these frequencies we've been able to hold, and she and I have been able to recognize it because it's how she and I communicate now. But it's something now we're just now beginning to find the words to articulate it. So, yes, we are still using our voice, but it is the sound frequencies. Now we are actually communicating in frequencies.
Cool. And because of the limitations. Yeah.
Yeah. So because of the limitations of the body right now, we still have to use our physical voice, but we are beginning to now make that shift that our communications are occurring with our voice, but it's now the frequencies are coming in a conscious way that she and I are beginning to recognize. And so, we expect that all of you will be too.
Yeah.
Well, you know, for us, it's like you hear it, what the person is saying, and then there is through the ears that hearing mechanism and those sound codes get integrated into your physicality, but also into your consciousness at a different level. So it's through the voice, the sound codes that then come in through the ears and begin to alchemize the body. And that was kind of a, you know, just having an off conversation about what happens when we get together and talk. Because she has a stream of consciousness that is different from mine. And she receives in her own right massive amounts of information that are needed in this series. So, it was an amazing awareness this morning, actually, but we hadn't really thought about it.
Yeah, because it's becoming conscious for us now. See, mm-hmm. That's the difference. You know, when we get to hear with those multi-layered aspects of our senses. So, you know, so there's just so much going on in our bodies and in our fields. And we're just now, I think, moving into a place where we can have that awareness of it and even to be able to just talk about it. So thank you for bringing that up, because she and I just talked about this probably 30 minutes before the call started.
Right.
Yeah. So,
very cool.
Thanks. We appreciate your comments. Jody, are you on and able to speak? I don't want to leave you.
Well, thank you. Is that better?
Much better. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. One of the things that I've been noticing, and I was under a tremendous amount of pressure and stress towards the beginning of this month. And the more I tapped into that eighth dimensional, I went back to the conference, the second half of Saturday, and just kind of reactivated everything. And that to me was a huge upgrade. And then the rest of the classes have been very, they weren't as clunky integrating. And I just kept going back into what I saw rather than trying to follow a direction. You know, I took different aspects of it because for some reason I was not integrating or remembering, I should say. I wasn't remembering consciously. Like I would open my eyes after listening to the class, and I would be right there. I would be on it. I would know, and all the packets were activated. I could see it, and then I'd open my eyes, and I would it would just evade me. Yeah. So, what I ended up doing is going back and allowing my higher self to show me where everything was and what was active, what needed to be, you know. So you guys are together physically and you're realizing that the communication is changing. I'm realizing that the communication with my higher self is changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting more pronounced. It's getting, if it wasn't for that connection that I had, I don't know. I was just under way too much stress, and I look back at it and I go, why, you know, what? But luckily I was able to overcome a lot of that third, fourth dimension. I mean, once I got into the world of the third, fourth dimension, it's like it took me down a downward spiral really fast.
Exactly.
I had to get out of it and come back into myself and I think there, as always, there's blessings in anything. And I think the blessing for me was to then activate it, bring it in present time, but bring it into that 8-8 portal and that energy, and just allow that energy to help me clear it. You know, so a lot of the false beliefs that I had to do everything and, you know, and this and that, you know, a lot of my beliefs that were limiting me got a chance to be relooked at and eliminated. And then from there, it's like, oh, cool. So anyways, thanks for letting me share, family.
Thanks for sharing.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Linda. Mm-hmm. I have a tendency to always look for the shortcut in doing things and getting things done.
Yeah, you know, it's not going to find a shortcut here, honey.
Well, that's why I have a question.
Okay.
Exactly it. For one thing, I have a real hard time creating maps in my brain because I can't read a map in at this time. I still have difficulty reading a map in physical world because of my dyslexia. Okay. So when you're describing, you know, the different DNAs and, you know, it's like I can see them and then I can't all at the same time. It's like I start out okay and then I get lost. And then once I'm lost, I get frustrated and then I just go, okay, just receive it. Just receive it. You know, you're getting it. You don't have to put a map in your brain. So, you know, it's like I have this self-talk going on. And so it came down to, I wanted to raise my vibration consistently. And I thought, huh, okay, how can I do this? Because I'm up and down, you know, it's like I'm going up and I'm coming down and I'm going up and I'm coming down. And that's tiring. And so I thought, through the center of my being, I have a direct connection to God with my, I call him her Cosmo. But I've got this direct connection. So there's always this energy flowing through me and it flows through the very core of my body. So I sat down and I had a talk with my higher self and I said, well, how about we just have that center core flow at 153% light through my body. And then because it's a spiral, it's not a line like we used to think, that it's a spiral. Then I thought, if I can breathe into this spiral, then it can expand itself, which is what I started to do. And then what I saw happening was the energy just flowed out through my physical body. And I believe that it resonates at 150% light, which is what your goal is to get us to on a continual basis, is my understanding. And I'm like, wow. And at first it was kind of tiring, you know, I took quite a few naps. But what I found is that I'm like much more balanced. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm much more consistent throughout my day. And yeah, it's true, once you step into 4D, and it's a it's a ski slope all the way down to going into 3 if you don't catch yourself. So it right. is, you know, it that's still available for you. And I have found gratitude in that, because that's a spot that is showing up because it can't withstand that 150% light unless I do some clearing and some energy work on it. So, you know, it's a blessing, really, because now I can see the little idiosyncrasies. But so my question is, I feel like I did a shortcut, that I just kind of did this and it's like, well, it's working for me. And is that okay? Or do I need to go back to the drawing board? Am I just full of it? And I'm just so good at, you know, playing games with myself that I can believe that this is what I'm doing.
Well, I think I'm going to say one thing about that, and that was what Kafumi said to me long, long time ago. You cannot, with your rational mind, understand the fullness of these energetics. So it is in allowing yourself to experience them, which from listening to you is what you're doing. You don't have to make a man.
Right.
You don't have to do anything but receive these energetics and begin to integrate and then remove anything that interferes with that communication. And once you receive the energetics and begin to integrate it, you know without a shadow of a doubt, and you understand at a level that the rational mind could never understand. So I don't think you have an issue. I don't think you're trying to shortcut. It's very apparent that it's the energetic experience that you need, and you are doing just that. So don't second guess yourself. There is no shortcut in that part of it. But as far as having a mind map, a roadmap, not necessary. It's an interference.
It's, wow.
It's part of the rational mind trying to understand what's going on here. And there's no way that happens.
Well, thank you, Joan. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody?
I have, Kathy.
I have two things to share.
Okay.
I tend to feel things in my body. I don't see these things, and that's usually frustrating to me, but then I have to remember, Kathy, you feel them. So pay attention to what you're feeling. And that lesson where we were feeling the energies in our body and putting them in our shoulders and sending them down our hands. I'm an energy healer, and I have never felt so much energy coming through my hands. Mm-hmm. And it was just there in the most powerful, powerful way. And I felt like, oh, our light is helping the world in what we're doing. And this energy that I am feeling is so overwhelming to my body, I can send it to everybody on this planet right now and help raise the energies of the world. And as I'm saying this, my hands are buzzing. So, and yeah, I've been exhausted when I do my lessons. I mean, it takes about twice as long to go through and review a lesson as it does to have a lesson with you folks, because it's so rich and so beautiful. The other thing I wanted to share was the fact that, okay, so I'm greeting these wonderful lions, and I haven't a clue who's standing in front of me, but I'm just saying, okay, you're there, and thank you. And the same thing with the elders going around. And when they requested chairs to sit with us at the end of that lesson on 8-8, I felt as though they have known me and we have been good friends for a long, long time. But I'm not remembering those things now. Mm-hmm. But I know that we are connected. And I am so grateful that they're willing to say, we love you and we want to spend more time with you.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful. And in those gifts and in their presence, part of that, what was embedded in those gifts were the codes of remembering.
Of what?
Of remembering.
Oh, remembering? Yay!
Yes. Because
I figured that would be coming, but.
Yeah, because yeah. they were, you know, all of that was to help stimulate and awaken deeply, deeply buried memory codes from ancient of ancient times. So,
yes, before Atlantis.
Long before.
Long before Atlantis.
Yeah, we're going way back, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we are on the track. Yeah.
Here again, it's in the experience. Don't get hung up in understanding. It's in the experience. And everybody is different, is unique in how they experience.
It's all about the energetics, you know, which the rational mind cannot really contemplate.
Yeah. Sometimes you just say, take a rest.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy.
I want to share that.
Oh, you just muted yourself again, Sandy.
That happened. Kathy, thank you for that, because I was listening to that 8-8 portal opening in session 10 and sat down with watercolors. And I could, when we all entered the crucible and they said to stand, I saw all of us, and I couldn't really portray it in the watercolor, but as I was re-listening and reviewing, the watercolors were happening.
Ah.
And I saw all of us together in our light bodies, our primary code colors. We're all very huge beings.
Big.
Very tall. We were all standing straight, and so that's where that watercolor painting that I shared in our Facebook site came from. It was a really good experience. It was really heartwarming, and it was fun to be together in our crucible with everyone. And this was before the lions came in, but it was just nice to see everyone in their primary code colors and their frequencies. And that's what that was all about.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I see, though, your watercolors, which is that the one you posted?
Yeah.
It was perfect, I thought. And so you translate it through that watercolors. Deanna translates it through her graphics and those codes, you know, so we're all learning a different way to express it. So, which I think is the beauty of our community and our collective, because we all are different. We have different streams, so we translate it differently. But, you know, those energetics, the way they hit us, you know, is unique to your soul, mm-hmm. you know, and I think I said earlier, they did not share that blessing with me until 2 days before we recorded it. And I have to tell you, when it came through, I wept because it just touched my heart and my soul at such a level. And it's that love and that acceptance and that acknowledgement, you know,
remembering that we are all these beautiful beings that are so filled with colorful lights, and the watercolors I was testing out, they have a shine in them.
That's a luminosity.
So it was a great way to review. I haven't done it with any of the others, but I had been seeing us that way before, and remembering when we were given our color, primary color code, I remembered and our sound frequencies and the stepping up of the octave of our sound frequency and the spiritual name that this soul spirit has. It all just came together. I could see it all. And if it was just in what I could see for my soul spirit, then I knew we were all, we're all in that same, we all have that.
Yeah.
Well, we're already in into the flow of it, but we are at the precipice of something really huge here, you know. And so it's, Joan and I continue to be astounded.
Well, and then reviewing the eighth dimensional crystalline heart and the eighth dimensional, and I don't know how, this is just a feeling that I have for it, is to me, it's in the, not only in the eighth chakra, our soul spirit, our soul star, there's it's our oversoul. It's huge. And those are things that are coming in for me. And it has to do with that all of us in our light beings and our colors, mm-hmm. that we gather in it together in our crucible. We're, it just was so special. We're so special. I don't know how else to say it, but we are. We're just incredible beings, and we're all together. And I'm, and we're going on this path that's unbelievable to me. And I'm going to throw it out there. It keeps coming back to me that we're experiencing and integrating the beginnings of an experience of the monad. Now, that's what comes to me. Mm-hmm. In our,
it's
in
coming.
Our, it's just, there's so much coming, you know.
And that's what I'm feeling. It's coming. It's, yeah. You know, we're on the tip of it. And that's what that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that painting was rough. It's just, coming out. But that's who we are. That's what we are. I remember us.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone.
Okay. Well, if there's not any more questions or comments, we'll continue on. We do wanted to let you know that right now, we're going to tentatively schedule our next session for September 17th. We're going to see how things go, and I'm sure you guys can understand that because these energetics are huge. So, you know, we all have to be ready to receive what's next. And we know right now there'll be at least two more sessions before we close this year's series. And we're excited about what's to come. And so, Joan, I think maybe do you have one more thing you wanted to add?
I have one more thing. Sometimes you talk about gratitude and blessed. Oh, my. You know. Even though this last year has been very difficult for me, and it will continue, not difficulty, but acclimating to a different state, not state of being so much as my state in, there's a void right now. That I have not experienced, because John and I were together for so long. And it didn't mean that we agreed on everything, because we most certainly didn't. But on the main things, we were on the same page. And it will take me some time to make this adjustment. So I ask your patience, because some days are good and some days not so much. So anyway, this morning, as I was awakening, the council was talking to me about some comments that they were asking me to make about the upcoming sessions. So I'd like you all to take a deep breath and be very present and alert in this moment. Another breath. There are a few things that I was guided to discuss with you, so please pay attention. First, I would like to stress to you that our group has committed to a 3-year series of ascension teachings, and you know this, and you are so committed. This is an accelerated, fast-track series. It contains not only the concepts of steps of ascension, the ascension process, but also the massive seventh dimensional and above energetic holographs that we will continue to draw from for years after the completion of this series. You know, once Kathumi also said to me, he must be with us in this council, because I haven't felt his presence that tangible in a very long time. He used to say, you never, even at a master level, you never stop evolving, especially in your relationship to the source of your being. So that continues eternally. So I thought that was important for you to recognize when I'm telling you that these holographs you will continue to draw from a long, long time. We were given a prime directive in 2020 in that conference that was then supported by the energies of the light prisms that came in at a fifth dimensional level, because that's all we could handle at that time. And it took an entire year for us to really get that and use it. And it's now upgraded to the seventh dimensional sequence of holographic templates. And it will continue. You know, these prisms are massive prisms coming directly from source, and they have no limitations as to time, space, or dimension. They're massive. So when they are brought in at a certain dimensional level in a holographic, we will continue to draw from that until we can acclimate to a different level. This holographic template of the light prism was followed by the upgrade in your light body to seventh dimension. And that was a big deal. And I don't think we thought, oh, great, seventh dimensional light body. We didn't really realize how significant that was. One of the most significant and important holographic upgrades that we were blessed to receive was the eighth dimensional light and the eighth dimensional light template that we have just now, after a year, then started to draw from in earnest and receive the life-changing energetics. When the fall of consciousness first began, it was because of our miscreations that we could no longer access the eighth dimensional light or the light template. In that instant, we lost any awareness of our unity with the all that is. Our image and similitude knowing was severely fractured and remains so to this day. And they asked me to have you sit with that knowing now. Feel the devastation of that separation at a personal and collective level. Take a deep breath, present, aware. With the 8-8 Syrian blessing that was received just recently, all of that will change in the many teaching sequences that are to come the remainder of this year and into next year. We have so much yet to do and to experience. The activation of the light packets and the upgrades within our DNA system were so important that many of us missed just how significant these upgrades were. Thinking, oh, okay. When are we going to upgrade and open the 11th and 12th strands of DNA? Because we've been told we have 12 strands of DNA. I'm here to tell you there are more than 12. It opened the door, this upgrade with the light packets and the upgrade in the DNA system opened the door for us to begin to activate further upgrades that would be needed to heal the fracture that I've just spoken about in our full awareness and knowledge and experience of our similitude that is far different than image. I think we get the image part, but that similitude is the actual energetic, creative energetics of the source of your being. That's totally different. So why am I bringing this up at this time? You must begin to understand that being on an accelerated track of ascension is no easy path. It will take your dedication to receive the concepts. You must set this as a priority so that you can experience the massive holographic energetics that will be required of you so that you can gradually assimilate them in your own unique way. We are all wonderful aspects of that similitude. You will only know and understand these concepts when you have experienced the energetics. Your dedication to this project will extend into the years following the end of the current segments. Your ascension process will continue for as long as you remain in the human body and even afterward at that master level. Milena and I are so excited at what we see on the horizon for all of us, as well as for those new souls coming into a physical embodiment. This will be not only our legacy, but our gift to them as they continue to help humanity and Earth to come back to its original state. Milena, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that sums it up beautifully. Thank you.
So at that, I think we will close our session. I don't want to belabor it. There was a lot of wonderful comments and understanding that got derived from this conversation. And I think these conversations are so needed as we progress, because it exhibits your mastery to each other in your own unique way. So it's not anymore about the questionings or confusion that doesn't seem to be present. I mean, you may have a question of, well, what do you see? How do you see those seed crystals? Or how do you see this, you know, this lighting up or that lighting up? Because you're so unique. And to be able to share that within the community, it draws that community in such a unified position. So hopefully that we can do this a little more often. But again, I ask your patience, because some days are better than others for me. And when I am in a certain emotional state, I will not channel, because it's not productive. And I am so conscious of my duty as a channel to not only be open to the messages, but to deliver them intact as they are received. And I can't do that if I'm having an off day. I will not do that. It is not in the highest interest of this group, of which I value you all, because we help one another get to the places that we have experienced this year. And not one of us is more important than the other. So I really am in very deep gratitude to all of you. So with that, we will close our session. Thank you so much for joining us.
Blessings, everyone.